I don't know. I can't afford to buy a fucking watch. Hello to the outraged, the caged, the boozed, the less enthused, the lonely, the ones full of baloney, the ones from Hoboken and the outspoken. I ain't joking or poking fun. I'm always on the run. Hey there, hi there, ho there, you bunch of hoes. I'm as crappy as can be. Under the hill, over the hill, and beating yourself over the bushes, or spanking the French maids, the monkey, or the tush. Hello, gophers and out-of-town loafers. Why, it's 11 a.m. Skid Row Studios in the dilapidated section of downtown Los Angeles. And yes, my friends, this is your host who loves you the most, better than asparagus on moldy toast. I'm the Chickster, and you're listening to episode number 16 on Chickster's Nest. Happy, 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 happy Saturday. Hello, Fox. Oh, Freudian slip. I mean, folks. Oh, fuck it. Time for the Chickster to unwind the cow. I've got an unusual show planned for you today. Daddy-o's, mommy-o's, granny's wearing falsies and merkins. Time to be kind, if you don't mind. Time to choke the chicken using a thumb. Or, like the Rolling Stones put it, under your thumb. Through the vaginal valleys and get a blowjob from Aunt Sally. Or a cold fuck from Frosty. This program brought to you in 4D, three deaths and one stabbing. Only here on Skid Row, brought to you in luscious, vivid, imaginative color. You want blood? You got it, you turnips, pansies, vegetables, vegans, vegetarians. Time to ride the menstrual cycle. Hello, penal cyclists. Riding big choppers with their balls hanging off the seats of their pants.
Look, Ma, no jock.
I know it, I know it. You'll have to talk to Dr. Spock or the new kids on the block. Are they still around? Yes, hello, chick snatchers clinging on to your Harley steering. Why don't you believe me that there are the mustache riders? They're still in existence. I assure you the Chickster won't lay an egg. Crack an egg, throw an egg, lay a hen, or a fucking sheep. Bah, bah. Time to shuckle the corn and separate the porn. Blow your horn. Master the possibilities. The only podcast show in town where if you're wacky enough and insane in the membrane like me, the Chickster, you might enter our annual drawing here at Skid Row Studios for a lobotomy operation at the nearest insane asylum of your choice. They used to name me the Chickster here. They used to name me Peanut Butter because I'm half nuts. Yes, folks, remember, he who's born a fool is never cured. Hello, ladies and gentilia. Hello, dickheads, wackos, sickos, prickos. Time to Twitter twat your brains. And you junior twat twitters out there, dog sitters out there. Hello, pimps and chimps and pencil neck geeks. Hello to the Toucan Chew Lesbian Club in Toronto, Canada. The Pismo Beach Brass Ball Society. The Hawaiian Snatch Poi Eaters Club. Hello to the Palm Springs Shameless Pussy Club. The Crooked Dice and Penis Club in Las Vegas. The Chino Pokem Bum Club, the Mustang Ranch Tri-Blanche Club in Sparks, Nevada, the Reseda Hairline Club, the North Hollywood Ho-Ho-Ho District Club, the Cincinnati Tiny Weenie Hard-to-Find Chili Club, the Bozo Scout Club in Wheeling, Pennsylvania,
the Spanky Yankee Club in Brooklyn, New York.
Hello to the Honolulu Hawaiian Lay Flower Club and all blooming idiots of mankind. The Hollywood Bates Masters Club. The Tijuana Backass and Egina Club. The Enchilada Frijoli and Guacamole Club. The Tulsa, Oklahoma Mustang Sally Lip Club. The Wichita Bitch Club. The Great Neck New York Cock-a-Doodle-Doo Club. The Fort Dix Penile Envy Entry Club. Hello, airplane enthusiasts, including biplane lesbians, TWA pilots,
What did you ask? I can't quite figure it out.
Welcome, everybody. Everybody out there to Skid Row Studios, right here in the heart, next to my liver, next to my esophagus, in downtown Los Angeles. All you really need on Skid Row is a rusty old shopping cart, 2-buck chug, a torn pillow, a blanket, a box of donuts, a roll of toilet paper, corrugated cardboard, a poop scooper, a Playboy, a box of Trojans. Yes, you're listening to Chickster's Nest, and I'm insane in the membrane! I'm insane in the membrane! I'm insane in the membrane! I can't help it, I'm crazy! I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm hearing sound effects! I can't take this anymore! I don't know what I'm gonna do! What do I do? Oh boy. I think I need a Fizrin. I need something going on here. I need something going on. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Oh. Will you shut up? Please, not you again. I can't take this anymore. I can't take it. I don't know what I'm going to do. Please, not in my crotch. Why do you keep missing? Can't you go to the toilet? Oh, I'm soaked. Oh, boy. I'm sick of washing my pants all the time. What are you doing to me? Oh, thanks a lot, Charlie. Don't understand it anymore. I know I'm crazy. I know I'm insane, but I'm not that nuts. Will you jump out a window already? Please, you're not going to see Disneyland like that. Don't understand this. Oh, boy. Could you imagine having a date with this loon? You're making me crazier than I am! What's wrong with you? Will you stop doing that squeaky voice thing on me? You're driving me nuts! Stop her! White coats, come here! Oh, boy. Oh, that does it. I need a Fizrin. I don't know what I'm going to do. This is ridiculous. Acerol Casserole was the head chef's name, but after his divorce, he was never the same. Insane in the membrane, like old Chickster. And when Casserole flucked up, he always took the blame, always acted lame. But Acerol Casserole always, whatever he did, he would take that blame. What a shame. He chopped eggplant, onions, and garlic and peas, and all of a sudden, one of the assistant chefs started to sneeze, and mucous membrane went down Casserole's knees. And the dumb assistant chef wiped it with a cloth full of cheese and sleaze, and the assistant chef started to beat a yolk and tell stale jokes. But Acerol Casserole said, "Oh, get my coat and get me out of here before I have a lump in me throat. I'm getting mad." He said the most incredible original words, "You're fired!" with that lump in the throat. And he made the assistant chef give back his apron and coat. The assistant chef walked out the door. And he pounded on the wooden floor and says, "Please don't let me go." And Acerol Casserole said, "No more." And went back to work and picked up a fork and said, "Goodbye, cruel dorks," as he stabbed his pork and said, "I'll never again be mean. I'll never again do this again." And he had some fur pie for dessert. Ladies and gentlemen, the Golden Shovel Award sounds good to a chump. If you retire early in your career, let's say 50 to 60 years old, you are eligible to get the Golden Shovel Award, a fancy name for boot. It should have been called the Golden Finger Award, except James Bond 007 is not giving this award out. Because what you get is, in most cases, not what you're always thinking of. Sure, when you retire early, you get a carrot dangling in front of you. Let's say they offer you $50,000 in bonus money. But hurry, hurry, hurry! If you don't sign up for this within 2 weeks, it's over! Diminished! Finished! Sign, sign, sign! Now, the government says that some of the money will be taken out with taxes, and you'll be hit with stiff penalties. And if you touch that money, it's sort of like an IRA or like a MIRA. You can't bank on that money. You must shelter it. In other words, you're fucked. But what could you do, folks, unless you like to play Catch-22? I'm not saying all programs are bad. I mean, there are some good ones. When in doubt, have a lawyer look over the paperwork. Read that small print. If your friend or lawyer decides to get blinded, maybe he'll get a seeing eye dog. Trust your own tuition, ladies and gentlemen. Trust yourselves. Read everything over and give it some thought. Talk it over with your wife, your boyfriend, your lover, whoever, your dog. Check out the situation and don't panic and don't go for those dangling carrots. Okay? And I just wonder where my baby is tonight. I just have no idea. I can't figure it out. I just don't understand where my baby went. I look for her. I can't find her. But I'm going to have some strawberry tea. I'm going to have some good strawberry tea. That's what I need. Yeah, I kind of go. Just say a few words, like, I wonder where my baby is, and then that was my fault. Sorry about that. I goofed. Yeah, I'll say, I wonder where my baby went, and then go right into it. Yeah. Thank you.
wonder where my baby is tonight.
Yeah, right after this, go automatically right into Clock Factory.
I wonder where she's gone and how she's getting on. I wonder why my baby doesn't write. If she came back, I wonder what I'd do. I wonder, did she find somebody new? She didn't treat me fair, and no, I shouldn't care. I wonder where my baby is tonight. My baby do the Charleston, Charleston. I wonder who is teaching her the Charleston, Charleston. While I sit and sigh, the time goes dragging by. I'd like to kill a guy who wrote the Charleston, Charleston. She left me 'cause I couldn't do the Charleston, Charleston. She'd still be there if I could do the Charleston, Charleston. I'm taking lessons now. I'll win her back somehow. I wonder where my baby is tonight.
Hello, ladies and dildo heads and brains. Welcome to Up to the Minute Last Second News. This, my friends, is Claustrophobia, your correspondent. And just like the pizza man, I'm bringing this all to you. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said a city that doesn't sleep. And Charlie Chaplin never made a peep. And the Hollywood sign would be an honor to keep. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to hell Harpo would speak. And in the ring, Muhammad Ali didn't even weep. And Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep. And on the freeways, the traffic creeps. And the Angelinos beep. Thank you, you bunch of wonkies. This just in, flash, 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 Echo Park, California. Thief cuts up bicycle to steal lock. Detroit, Michigan, man executed after too long of a debate after a speech. Jacksonville, Mississippi, Lady Merle Spanger jacks off to a hot start at a conference. Albany, New York, statistics show teen pregnancy drops off significantly after the age of 25. Pensacola, Florida, federal agents raid gun shop and they find weapons. Wichita, Kansas, threat disrupts plan to meet about threats. Abilene, Texas, new exciting gym machine, Power Thugger, offers ways to exercise incorrectly. Rainier, Washington, study finds driving interference with talking on the phone. Camden, New Jersey, Dyson launches new power vacuum for Middle East rulers. Suffolk, Virginia, government secret talks to end transparency. And finally, this just in, Seattle, Washington, report finds the only one clicking on Facebook is Mark Zuckerberg. And that's the way it wasn't supposed to be, ladies and gentlemen. What if it wasn't? What if it is? What if Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair and balls? This is your news correspondent, Claustrophobia, for Up to the Minute, Last Second News, ready to get off, sign off, and get myself pissed off. Saying so long, chums. Goodbye, good day, good afternoon, so what? Good evening, gee whiz, and good riddance. Until next Saturday, claustrophobia tells you never to shove it. I'll see you then. I'll see you, folks. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, life goes on. Don't get mad. Don't get even. Just get elected. Don't marry a man to reform him. That's what reform schools are for. Don't ever send a man window shopping. He'll come back carrying a window. Don't take life too seriously. You'll never get out alive. Don't worry if you're a kleptomaniac. You can always take something for it. Don't worry about people stealing your idea. If it's original, you'll have to ram it down their throats. Don't meet trouble halfway. It's quite capable of making the entire journey. Don't dig for water out of the outhouse. Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant. Don't blame God. He's only human. Don't carry a grudge while you're carrying the grudge. The other guy's out dancing. Don't compromise yourself. You're all you've got. Don't worry about the world coming to an end today. It's already tomorrow in Australia. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Oh, but the flowers, the wonderful trees. Gee, when I see you, I want to say... Louise. There are like humans if they fall over and laugh. Trees are like humans, and sometimes they fall over and cry. A man was caught masturbating, yelling, "Shiver me timbers," as his wife hit him on the head with a 2x4. The word treason was named after a tree surgeon's son, ladies and gentlemen. Once upon a time, ladies and gentlemen, a very sexy, voluptuous girl by the name of Dagmar was picking her pixie nose through a bedroom door, and she was looking at something, and she said, "I must implore. I'm a Swedish maid. I do extra chores to get paid and laid." But when she flipped her voluptuous velvet-spotted skirt, everybody wanted to get under her tiger shirt. She always kept company with a lawyer by the name of Boyer, who was always buying her very expensive presents. Once Boyer the lawyer picked her up and presented her with a diamond brooch. Inside, she looked into a mayonnaise jar, and his dicky was poached because another brooch was given to her. Dagmar used the right approach, and along the curb, they both puffed on a roach. Yes, Boyer's wife one day went down to the car and found that old mayonnaise jar in the back seat. And inside of it was another diamond brooch. And she screamed and yelled and said, "That little son of a bitch, that no good roach." His wife, after 12 years of marriage, blew the whistle. And like a good coach wife, she decided to get a brand new life. Her husband pleaded no contest, but Boyer the lawyer started going down fast. And with a blast, danger was fired up, and he didn't have a chance to last. And she told the lawyer Boyer in person, she bumped into his wife. Dagmar said, "I know you don't have a good life, but your wife kept that diamond brooch, and she gave me this, an empty mayonnaise jar, to pass it along and take collections at a downtown bar." And with that said, Boyer put a $500 bill into that jar, and he pulled her down and took off her shirt and pulled down her skirt and said, I guess I'll just have to start again. But I don't know. It's not easy in life. My wife took the Jeep, and I'm getting creeped out. Jeepers peepers, what do I do? What do I do anymore? What do I do? I just don't know it. I just don't.
Everyone, this is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California, on behalf of Chickster's Nest Podcast. For all of you Gemini who have a birthday today, June 9th, 2012, happy, happy birthday. For all Gemini, here is your horoscope. The pain you will feel in the coming week will be in direct proportion to the love you suppress and withhold. So if you let your love flow as freely as a mountain spring in a rainstorm, you may not have to deal with any pain at all. What's that you say? You claim that being strategic about how you express your expression gives you strength and protection? Maybe that's true on other occasions, but it's not applicable now. Unconditional and uninhibited are your words of power. Your lucky numbers are 6, 48, 2, 39, and 18. Did you ever have an itch that just wouldn't go away? Unscratchable Itch by Shel Silverstein. There is a spot that you can't scratch, right between your shoulder blades, like an egg that won't hatch. Here you set and there it stays. Turn and squirm and try to reach it. Twist your neck and bend your back. Hear your elbows creak and crack. Stretch your fingers. Now you bet it's going to reach. No, that won't get it. Hold your breath and stretch and pray. Only just an inch away. Worse than a sunbeam you can't catch is that one spot that you can't scratch. Our lives are not determined by what happens to us, but how we react to what happens. Not by what life brings to us, but by the attitude we bring to life. A positive attitude causes a chain reaction of positive thoughts, events, and outcomes. It is a catalyst, a spark that creates extraordinary results. Attitude Matters. Outside or Underneath by Shel Silverstein. Bob bought a $100 suit, but couldn't afford any underwear. Says he, if your outside looks real good, no one will know what's under there. Jack bought some $100 shorts, but wore a suit with rips and tears. Says he, it won't matter what people see as long as I know what's under there. Tom bought a flute and a box of crayons, some bread and cheese, and a golden pear. As for his suit or his underwear, he doesn't think about them much or care. A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I sent a letter to my mommy. On the way, I dropped it. I dropped it. I dropped it. Yes, on the way, I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane, insane in the membrane. Now back to the Chickster.
I'm insane in the membrane! Shut up! Shut up! I can't take this no more! I can't! Leave me alone! Leave me alone! Leave me alone! I see the white coats there! Here they come! The white coats are coming! The white coats are coming! Oh, shut up! The white coats are coming! They're coming to take me away! They're coming to take me away! I don't know what I'm going to do! I'm going to scream! I can't scream! I'm out of breath! What do I do? Oh, sorry, folks. Sorry, folks.
Stars shining bright above you. I said night. Breezes seem to whisper I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. I said dream a little, dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me. While I'm alone, just choking the bone. Dream a little, dream of me. Stars raining, but I linger on, dear. Just craving your kiss. I'm wanting to linger till dawn, dear. I'm just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave your worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, I said, dream a little dream of me. Dream a little dream of me. Oh, yeah. I was hungry, I was tired, I wasn't feeling good, didn't do what I should. Guess I'm a hood, who knows? I bought a weenie on a bun.
stories I'm going to talk after this one, and then we'll go, when I put up my hand, Holiday for Springs. Thanks. Yeah, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? This is the Chickster on Chickster's Nest, SkidRowStudios.com, SkidRowStudios.com. And I thank you, my listening audience. Thank you for listening to the Chickster's Nest. Most people are only alive because it is illegal to shoot them. Whoever said money can't buy happiness didn't know where to shop. It is not exactly cheating. I prefer to consider it a creative problem. Help a man when he is in trouble, and he will remember when he is in trouble again. Complex problems have simple, easy understandings. They have the wrong answers. In my house, I'm the boss. My wife is just the decision maker. A married man should forget his mistakes, but use two people remembering the same thing. You know, marriage should be a great institution with no strings attached. Unless you're a yo-yo. Ha 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 ha!
everybody. I'm so happy to be here. You know, I'm tickled pink. I sometimes eat at Pink's. That's a hot dog place in Los Angeles, and they sure have big dogs. I'm only kidding. I'm only pulling your chain. This is your host, folks. I'm the one and only who loves you, and my name is Libra Raunchy, but that's okay. I mean, you guys can call me by my nickname, Cucaracha Hacha. You know, I enjoy being a swinging single person. I get buck naked, I go in my backyard, and I swing. I bet you didn't know I'm a swinger. Neither did I until recently. I'm kind of semi-retired, and it's hard to make a comeback nowadays, you know, or, you know, I feel like I haven't been anywheres, you know, but I love the piano and I suck on the organ. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society where the pizza man gets to your door before the police. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. And war does not determine who is right, only who is left. I got to exercise, but I tell you, you know, I tell you, if God wanted me to touch my toes, he would have to put them on my knees. And what's the difference between a hooker and a drug dealer? A hooker can wash her crack and sell it. I thought you'd like that one. And do you folks know why Dr. Pepper comes in a bottle? Because his wife died. Now, what does the mafia and pussy have in common? One slip of the tongue and you're in deep shit. Oh boy, I'm full of them today, you know? I mean, you guys are killing me and I'm killing myself, you know? I just want to say this. I want to say, you made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy. Sometimes you made me glad. But dear, 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 you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh for I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. I know I do. Give me, give me, give me, give me what I cry for. You've got the kisses that I die for. You made me love you. Yes, I love, mwah, I love you all. And everybody be peaceful and, you know, this is all I can ask for. This is all I could ask.
As I approach the prime of my life, I find I have the time of my life. Learning to enjoy at my leisure all the simple pleasures, and so I happily conceive. This is all I ask. This is all I need. Beautiful girls, walk a little slower when you walk by me. Lingering sunsets, stay. Shoot at Batman, shoot at me, take me to that strange enchanted land. Grown-ups seldom understand. Wandering rainbows leave a bit of color for my heart. In the sky, make my wish come true before the night has flown, and let the music and I will stay younger.
Again, this is Una Moon back to give you some words of wisdom and poetry from one of my favorite poets, Shel Silverstein. And now some funny words of wisdom. When you're right, no one remembers. When you're wrong, no one forgets. Cheer up, the worst is yet to come. Always remember that you are absolutely unique, just like everyone else. Everyone makes mistakes. The trick is to make mistakes when nobody is looking. They say hard work never hurts anybody, but why take the chance? And always borrow money from a pessimist. He won't expect it back. This is strawberry eating season, so I'm going to read a poem called Wild Strawberries. Are wild strawberries really wild? Will they scratch an adult? Will they snap at a child? Should you pet them or let them run free when they roam? Could they ever relax in a steam-heated home? Can they be trained to not growl at the guests? Will a litter box work or would they leave a mess? Can we make them a cowberry herding the cows? Or maybe a mulberry pulling the plows? Or maybe a huntberry chasing the grouse? Or maybe a watchberry guarding the house. And though they may curl up at your feet oh so sweetly, can you ever feel that you trust them completely? Or should we make a pet out of something less scary, like a domestic prune or the imported cherry? Anyhow, you've been warned, and I will not be blamed if your wild strawberry cannot be tamed. Now always remember to put your zip code on all the mail you send. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a, he's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane. He's insane in the membrane. Now back to the Chickster.
I'm insane in the membrane! I'm insane in the membrane! Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow. And then these days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. I'm insane in the membrane. They're coming to take me away, hee-hee, ha-ha-ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, ha-ha-ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. You thought it was a joke, so you laughed, you laughed, you laughed. And when I said that losing you would make me flip my lid, right? I know you laughed. I heard you laughed. You laughed, you laughed, you laughed. And you left, you left, you made me utterly mad. They're coming to take me away, hee hee, ha 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 ha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, ha ha. To the happy home, to the funny farm, with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. They're coming to take me away. I'm crazy, I'm insane in the membrane. I kick your food, I clean your house. And now you pay me back for all this unselfish, loving deeds, huh? Well, you just wait. You'll find out yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangly mutt. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha ho 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 ho. They're coming to take me away. They're coming to take me away to the funny
farm, where life is beautiful all the time. I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. They're coming to take me away to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. They're coming to take me away to the funny farm, to the funny farm. I'm insane to the membrane. I'm insane to the membrane. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm going to get out of the freeway and kill myself. Oh, no, I can't take this. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Yeah, we'll just go into the theme song after this. We'll cut the sound effects. We won't have time. Yeah, that's perfect. Can't take this anymore. I know I'm insane. I don't think I'm crazy. I don't know what to do anymore. Oh, you know, you guys have been listening to Skid Row Studios here, Kickster's Nest. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank my chief engineer, Nick Chacon, who I couldn't do it without him. The talented Una Moon, April Hava Shankman, Adam Shankman, Austin Shankman. Thank you for their support. Jeremy Hansen, who's on the road, traveling to the Big Apple. You're truly missed. On behalf of Chicks.